In this bulletin, Lebanon's Prime Minister resigns amid ongoing anti-government protests. Britain moves closer to an early election. And in tennis, Ashley Barty squanders a chance to seal a semi-final spot at the WTA Finals. With the latest SBS News, I'm Biwa Kwan. Lebanon's embattled Prime Minister Saad Hariri has handed in his resignation to the country's president amid nationwide anti-government protests. It comes after nearly 2 weeks of nationwide mass demonstrations calling for the resignation of the government and the overthrow of the political class that's dominated the country since the Civil War from 1975 to 1990. Mr. Hariri says he's hit a dead end in trying to resolve the crisis. He's urging all citizens to protect civil peace and prevent further economic deterioration.
Regarding all my partners in the political field, our responsibility is how to protect Lebanon and stop any problems reaching Lebanon. Our responsibility is improving the country's economy, and this chance should not be lost. And my resignation, I will hand it in over to the president and all Lebanese people. Positions of power come and go, but the peace and the security of the country and its dignity is more important. And I'm saying nobody is bigger than the country.
British Prime Minister Boris Johnson has won Parliament's preliminary approval to hold an early election in December in an effort to break the Brexit deadlock. Mr. Johnson's bill calling for an election on the 12th of December was approved without a vote in its second reading, suggesting it has overwhelming support as it heads to its final stage in Parliament. It comes a day after Labour MPs abstained from voting on the government's third bid for an early election. Mr. Johnson says an early election is needed because delaying Brexit is severely damaging the national interest.
Families can't plan, businesses can't plan, and the climate of uncertainty is not only corroding trust in politics, but is beginning to hold everybody back from making vital everyday decisions that are important for the health of our economy.
The federal government has announced a senior advisory group into the model to give Indigenous Australians a voice at all levels of government will be co-chaired by Tom Kalmer and Marsha Langdon. Professor Kalmer is Chancellor of the University of Canberra and a former Race Discrimination Commissioner, while Professor Langdon was on the expert panel for Indigenous constitutional recognition in 2012 and is the first Associate Provost at the University of Melbourne. The government has rejected calls for an Indigenous voice to be enshrined in the Constitution, but Indigenous Australians Minister Ken Wyatt says he's committed to ensuring all 800,000 Indigenous Australians are heard through the initiative. An official who heard a call between US President Donald Trump and Ukraine's president has testified to an impeachment inquiry he was concerned by Mr. Trump's demand to scrutinise a rival. Decorated Army veteran Alexander Vindman has told Congress he twice reported his objections to pressuring Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky to investigate Mr. Trump's rival, former Vice President Joe Biden, and his son. The Army officer is the first White House official who heard the call to testify as part of the inquiry. A spokesman for the UN Human Rights Agency says more needs to be done to improve the lives of people in Indian-administered Kashmir. India stripped the Muslim-majority region of its constitutional rights to self-government and land ownership in August, sending tens of thousands of additional troops to the already heavily militarised region. UN spokesman Rupert Colville says that although the curfew imposed by India has been officially lifted, reports from the area suggest it's still in place in large parts of the Kashmir Valley. He says residents of the region are prevented from moving freely and from exercising their right to peaceful assembly. And to sport in tennis, late entry Kiki Bertens has crashed Ashley Barty's party with an unlikely victory over the world number one at the WTA Finals in Shenzhen. Barty officially clinched the year-end top ranking just by playing the match, but squandered a chance to seal a semi-final spot at the competition after falling in three sets to Bertens. The Dutch tennis player says she'll be working hard to make the most of jumping into title contention.
I'm a little bit lucky to get in. Unfortunately for Naomi, of course, but I'll take her spot and I just try to perform as good as I can, just try to give all the energy what's left in me, and I just beat world number one, so it's just a really good feeling, yeah.
And now a look at today's weather. In Perth, showers increasing 23, Adelaide sunny 34, Melbourne also sunny 26, Hobart mostly sunny 20, Canberra much the same, 31. Wollongong similar conditions 25, Sydney mostly sunny 27, Newcastle partly cloudy 29, Brisbane cloudy as well 26, Cairns possible shower 29, and Darwin possible shower or storm 32. I'm Biwa Kwan and this is SBS News.